Sedona, Arizona. On a red rock ledge 100 feet above the floor of Boynton Canyon, Darcy Farrell sat alone, naked, eyes closed and cross-legged in deep meditation. The image of an Indian flickered before her inner eyes. Eagle feathers dangled from the leather strands that bound his braided white hair. His floating image appeared to glow against the sheer red walls on the far side of the canyon. "Welcome home, my child." His silent greeting filled her mind. She responded with a thought. "I don't understand." "You understand it is time to dry your tears." "Easier said than done," Darcy smiled. The Indian raised his hands in the air as if to embrace the sky. "Easier than you think." He was beginning to fade as he pulled an eagle feather from his hair and thrust it toward her. "Full moon," he said, and disappeared.
"Come back. Please come back."
Darcy's words were no longer silent, and the sound of her own voice pulled her out of the altered state of consciousness. She opened her eyes to see the same scene she had observed in meditation, minus the Indian. Chaparral grew from the cracks in the rocky ledge. Her sweaty clothes were spread over the branches, drying in the sunshine. 4 feet in front of her, the ledge dropped off, the sheer rock wall plunging down to the green canyon floor. Dry red washes spiderwebbed the terrain. The rock wall at her back ascended hundreds of feet into the air and was streaked many shades of red by millions of years of wind and rain spiraling through the canyon. At the end of the canyon, a giant monolith rose out of the chaparral and manzanita as if in tribute to God. Darcy stood up slowly and twisted her well-toned torso from side to side, then backwards until her long raven hair brushed the ground. When she bent forward, she saw the black-tipped eagle feather between her feet. She picked it up and brushed it with her fingers, parting the webs and stroking them back into place. She touched the feather to her lips, kissed it, blew on the fluffy down at the base, and then held her spiritual gift to the sky and twirled it slowly against the April sun. Orange streaks flared behind the flowing, translucent patterns within the vein. She smiled like a fascinated child, inhaling deeply, dancing delicately with her bare feet to unheard music. Both arms in the air, one holding the feather, she turned and turned, her eyes closed, her naked body kissed by the sun, as she expressed the exhilaration that filled her soul. It was the sort of joyous emotional display that her ex-husband deplored, an uninhibited expression of her metaphysical beliefs that he found intolerable. As she thought of Jack, her foot came to rest on the loose rock at the edge of the ledge. It crumbled and gave way. Darcy's eyes snapped open. She lunged away from the edge, falling flat on her stomach, grasping for a hold in the rock's surface. She felt her fingernails painfully bending and breaking as she balanced momentarily, her lower body hanging over the edge. She held her breath, her sapphire eyes wide with fear. The only sound was the wind strafing through a channel in the canyon wall, spawning a ghostly moan that ascended into a wail and then rolled away down the canyon. When Darcy finally inhaled, she slipped, maybe an inch, her fingertips leaving tiny trails of blood. The chaparral trunk was a foot to her left. If she reached for it, she'd surely fall. "If I don't, I'll fall anyway," she thought in horror, simultaneously attempting to claw a finger hold into the rock with her right hand. She lunged for the tree trunk with her left, grasped it, and felt her body slip free of the ledge to dangle over the edge by one hand. She clawed desperately at the tree with her right hand, her clutching fingers only grasping leaves that shredded from the branches. As her left hand began to lose its grip, she clutched heavier branches with her wildly flailing right hand.
"Help! Oh, God, please, someone help!" she screamed.
Her mind raced. Her hands felt torn from her body.